Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cool with Glenn Tonser in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
The 2014 farm law mandated that a study be conducted on the economic value and impact of mandatory country of origin labeling of meat products. Along that line, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Office of the Chief Economist commissioned three livestock economists, including two from Kansas State University, to discover the economic effects of both the original version of COOL from 2008, implemented in 2009, and the WTO voice modifications, which took place a couple of years later in 2013. Dr. Glenn Tonser, one of those economists involved in this COOL study, he says that the mandatory country of origin labeling, the two different versions of it, have had a dramatically negative impact on beef and pork production sectors.
What we estimate the 2009 rules impact on the beef industry was a loss of economic welfare of $8.07 billion. So let's just round it for our discussion, $8 billion. That's over 10 years. And then $1.3 billion with a B to the pork industry. The 2013 rule, again, same exercise, looking at how things would be impacted over the next 10 years, was almost a $500 million impact to the beef industry and a little over $400 million to the pork industry. And the main reason for that is we have lower quantities being produced because those two industries are operating at a higher cost without an observed benefit in the form of higher retail demand for covered products. That leads to higher prices on the end from retail and wholesale side, lower quantities throughout. You do the math and the economic modeling, that leads to those billion-dollar impacts I'm sharing.
But Dr. Tonser says producers and processors aren't the only economic losers under COOL. According to the study, consumers come out on the economic short end as well.
The 2009 rule, consumer losses of $5.98 billion, so almost $6 billion with a B for the beef side, and then almost $1.8 billion on the pork side of losses. So sizable losses, and those are B's billions for consumers. The consumer losses from the 2013 rule, we quantify at $378 million with an M for beef and $428 million with an M for pork. And again, the main reason for that is they face higher prices and lower volumes that are available, both of which are bad for the consumer. But those are both consistent with the fact we have no observed demand increase. People willing to pay more for a product carrying this information versus not with it is consistent throughout this whole thing.
And Tonser believes that the research is pretty clear. If you're going to have COOL, it really needs to be voluntary.
Voluntary labeling would be an improvement from where we're at now. It's hard for me to say if politically that's where we're going to be a year from now, 3 years from now. But this report gives additional evidence that there is an adverse impact from the current mandatory approach, points to a voluntary approach being better.
Dr. Glenn Tonser on his study regarding country of origin labeling. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.